The Westward Swing. Having obtained a large trunk full of finished charts, wrote James White, we left Maine, October 21st, for the Newport, New Hampshire, meeting by way of Boston. Ibid, November 10, 1863. Their itinerary took them by train, stages, and private conveyance to Enosburg, Vermont, close to the Canadian border. Here they found the Bordeaux brothers preparing for a conference to be held in the nearby school. At this conference they again met the stalwart Stephen Pierce, who resided in Vermont. James White thought that with his experience, sound judgment, and ability, Pierce was worth more than 10 young, inexperienced preachers. He would work with Loughborough, now that Moses Hull had left the work. As to the Bordeaux, James White declared, we know where to find them every time. Ibid. In good health and good spirits, the Whites pressed on to Adams Center, New York, to attend the state conference called for November 7th and 8th. They found quite a change in the atmosphere from what it had been when they were last in New York State. Observed James White. The cause in northern New York, which has been well nigh shaken to pieces in consequence of mistaken notions, is evidently gaining strength. The change that has taken place in our own feelings since we were here 2 years since, when nearly all the brethren in this state went against organization, language cannot describe. We did not expect to be restored to our former freedom and hope. Thank God for what He has done for the cause and for us. Ibid, November 24, 1863. Interesting things had been happening at Adams Center. As White reported, here nearly a whole Seventh-day Baptist church, meeting house and all, has been converted to the Seventh-day Adventists. Ibid. J.M. Aldrich, the conference secretary, reported of the conference. The attendance was large, there being a good representation of brethren from all parts of the state. Preaching on Sabbath evening by Brother Fuller, Brother White preached twice on the Sabbath with good freedom. Brother Andrews preached twice on first day. Sister White had good liberty in bearing her testimony, which she improved several times to the edification and comfort of God's people. Through her heaven-inspiring testimonies, prejudice had to yield, and some at least, and I doubt not, many, saw things pertaining to our faith in a much more favorable light than before. Ibid, December 1, 1863.